This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we come to the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan. These are very special days and nights. These are the nights about whom Rasulullah ﷺ told us that among the odd nights, in one hadith, among the 10 nights, in another hadith, among the odd nights, is hidden Laylatul Qadr. So let me first wish you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you Laylatul Qadr. The most significant thing about these 10 nights is the special Qiyamul Layl, which is done in most masajid in the night when we have this extra opportunity to listen to the Quran while we pray in jama'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing for all of us. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this month, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran al-Kareem was revealed as a guidance to all of mankind with clear proof and evidence, and as a furqan, as a criterion of differentiating between good and evil. Ramadan al-Kareem is the month of the Quran, and so let us take full advantage of it. Read as much of it as you can, definitely much more than you normally read, and then ensure that you pray Taraweeh and you pray Qiyam. If there is no Qiyam in your masjid, it doesn't matter, you can pray Qiyam at home. But make sure that you inculcate two very critical habits from this. One, the habit of reading Quran al-Kareem every single day. And two, the habit of praying Qiyam, which is Tahajjud. Qiyamul Layl is Tahajjud. Praying Qiyamul Layl every single day. Let this be your fruit. Let this be your harvest from this Ramadan, inshallah. That you always, for the rest of your life, that you read the Quran every day and you pray Tahajjud every day. Make it a rule for yourself that you will read at least one juz per day. At least one juz per day, inshallah. And try to get up to there at least. Right? Those of you who can do that easily, alhamdulillah, all power to you. But otherwise, try to get up to at least one juz per day. Whatever you are reading now, continue that and gradually increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah. In Ramadan al-Kareem, of course, you would have felt the barakah of it. It is, I cannot explain it. I don't know if anybody can explain it. But there is a special barakah, there is a special beauty and facilitation in the time and in everything in this month, which makes it good and easy for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, one reason is because the shayateen have been tied up and so on. And therefore, it is easy. So let us take full advantage of that. Let us not waste that time. Especially in these last 10 days and nights, I have talked about wasting of time on the first day of not doing it. Even more strongly, do not do it in these last 10 days. Make absolutely certain that you are spending all your time only in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tilawat al-Quran, in dhikr, in salah, in qiyam, in taraweeh, and also increase the amount of charity that you give. That also is very important. Make sure that you give charity, and make sure that you give more charity than you have been giving till now. I told you, give some charity every day in Ramadan. In the last 10 days, increase that, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq for all this, inshaAllah. And we need to make the effort. It's not simply enough to make dua for tawfiq. Tawfiq will come. If you make the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. So let us make the effort, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in that, in reading as much Quran as possible and in which is in qiyam, as which is in standing in salah, as well as outside of salah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.